Hey, sorry about that.
No problem. I was like in the middle of, I was like talking, and then I realized, oh wait, he's not there anymore.
I know, I know. I just walked outside the door in my office and immediately dropped off the access point, and then the phone got disconnected. But I'm here now, and I appreciate you calling me back. And
No
if I
problem.
lose you again, which I'm not planning on losing you, please just give me one more call back. I'm sorry.
I got you. I have it on set to just automatically just, just redial. So
Cool. All right,
perfect.
so we were talking about port forwarding and my setup here. Now, my understanding is that I might be double matted from you guys.
Yeah, so that's what I was explaining. It's what we call a CGNAT. So it's really just like as you explained, the double network address translation, where, we hold the public IP, so that's ours, and then the private IP is then distributed to a group of customers, and then it's further subnetted again past that, which is where you find that
Yeah.
double network address translation that happens. The only way to, I guess, circumvent that is maybe by is not maybe, but you can either, I don't know if you're familiar with IPv6.
Yeah, go on.
You'll be able to circumvent it using the IPv6 IP as opposed to the IPv4 IP address.
I would need to reconfigure my edge, my gateway device to receive a public IPv6 address from you instead of a IPv4.
Yeah, normally there's a setting on each route on any router that where you can turn on or off IPv6. Most routers have it set that it's auto, so both are there. We automatically distribute it, so you'll have it regardless. It's just a matter of that setting within that router to turn it on. And then you should be able to port forward using the IPv6. Outside of that,
Gotcha.
if you didn't want to do that and you wanted your own public IP address, I mean, if you upgraded to 2 gig and then, also purchased a public IP from us, a static IP, sorry, you could use that.
Is the
That's
static IP available to residential customers or is that business only?
it's available to residential customers. They just have to be on 2 gig or higher.
Okay. And my understanding is the 2 gig is only like $10 more a month than the 1 gig.
Yeah, and then there would be a charge for the static IP per month.
And what is that?
Let me verify for you. Give me one moment, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
I am back, and you're
Hello.
right. Yes, you're right about the first thing. Yeah, that is another $10, and then the IP is also $10 per month as well.
Okay, so basically, going from where I am right now, I could contact some billing or sales representative and get for $20 more a month, I can go up to 2 gig and add the static IP, and then I would be getting an actual public IPv4 address on the WAN interface on my router.
This is correct. You have all that information.
As opposed to be getting something that's double matted from you guys, I'd be getting the actual. Okay.
Yep.
So I guess a couple follow-up questions, one of which is, and this is kind of more of a speculatory question.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Archtop is a relatively new company. Do you anticipate in the future there ever being a change to giving out real public IPv4 addresses, or do you think that you'll probably be sticking with CGNAT and just using IPv6 for that sort of thing in the future? Do you think the company might ever change that? Again, being like a relatively new company, you probably don't have a lot of IPv4 addresses right now, which is what this whole thing is about, I imagine.
That is correct. As far as that's concerned, that would just depend on, you know, the expansion of the company, how big it gets. I personally I have no idea when that would be, if we do ever get to that point, or if whatever happened. But I could definitely reach out. That's a very good question. I'm not gonna lie, I never actually had that question asked to me. As you can see, I'll have to ask about that, because I mean, that's a future thing.
Yeah, just wondering if you see it heading in that direction. I mean, I know that the availability of those addresses is slim to none these days, but
I'll imagine
if Archtop continues to get bigger and bigger, that might change. But then again, they might just stick with what they have, and that might be totally normal.
I'll put it this way. If it continues its current trajectory, I think it will eventually be commonplace where we would be having enough IPv4 addresses. Because, you know, IPv4 addresses are expensive, right? Like, because they're so...
Yeah.
The amount of them have depleted so immensely. Like, you know, we've already technically used them all up. It's just, you know, some get recycled. Some, you know, people lose their access to certain IP addresses. It goes into the purchasing, and then they get purchased again. You know, blocks of IP gets recycled all the time. So if we're on a current trajectory, it may be a possibility. Am I promising that? No.
That's a fair answer, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, we'll see, but it's good to know that I don't have to go all the way to a business plan to actually secure that sort of thing, because if, you know, if I wanted to run services in my house and take advantage of the gig of upload that I have, it would be nice to know that it's only, you know, that small increase in the monthly bill just to enable that. Now, one follow-up question for you, which gets a little bit more on the technical side, but so in regards to this double NAT situation that's happening, just to give specific examples here, what I've seen here is that my WAN interface on my device is being assigned a what looks like a public address that's like a 100 dot something.
Yeah.
So this to me is like what you guys are using as your internal private IPs, essentially, because it's on this 100 network. And if I go to whatismyip.com, I'm seeing Kingston, New York, and then I'm seeing this address that starts with a 204.
Correct.
So my question is, mm-hmm. I've noticed a certain behavior, which was interesting to me, such that from my internal network, if I go to the 100 address in a web browser, I see the web interface for my gateway device. And
yes.
So, of course, I have to be on my actual internal network to see that mm-hmm. when I go to the 100, much the
That's
same
correct.
Way that if I put in the private IP of that gateway interface, I see it. But my question is, is that exposed in any way to this outside world, or is it exposed on that internal 100 dot network? Like, if other people were to be Archtop Fiber customers and their you know, ONT device happened to get a 100 dot whatever IP address, if they went in the browser and navigated or did some sort of, you know, scan and saw 100.66.1.184, would they actually see the remote management interface for my edge router? Or is it segmented properly that would be stopping other people from seeing that interface? Again, but I don't have any of the port forwarding turned on right now. So
what actually happens is, like you said, so it's double NAT. With regards to double NAT, once it hits that second level, it's a designated subnet to you. So you're not, there's no one else but you that can see that. Everything within that given subnet range is all yours. But that's only at the private level. You have to be attached to that specific network, like literally your home network, your home Wi-Fi, to even see that.
Yeah. So let's say that mine is this 166.1.184, mm-hmm. and my neighbor is an Archtop customer, and they're going to get an IP. There's no possibility that they're going to land on 100.66.1.x. They're not going to land anywhere in that range or anywhere that would be connecting to my device or have ability to see my device at least.
No.
I guess what I'm wondering is I'm concerned right now that my web interface for my router is exposed right now over the internet, and I can't really verify if it is because, of course, when I'm on my 5G, go to that address, I don't see anything. But if I ended up getting a static IP, is that already open? Like, would I be seeing that, or would I have to do the port forward to see that, like what I would expect? Because my plan is not to open the management interface to my equipment, obviously. My plan is to port forward to port 80 for a web server that I have inside the network. But
okay,
just the fact that I'm going to the address and I'm not even doing the port forward, but I'm seeing the web interface for my gateway device is concerning mm-hmm. me, because obviously I shouldn't be seeing anything there.
No, you'll only see it on your own network. I can guarantee you that. For me right now, if I were to type that in, I wouldn't see anything. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that answers my question. I will probably go down the route of talking to my account rep with on the customer service side of things to add that extra dig and then the IP service potentially if I wanted to get the ball rolling to start opening these services up. And I suppose that's probably where I'll leave this conversation for now.
Sounds good. I mean, if you ever have any more questions, feel free to just call back and ask for me. My name's Alex. Be glad to help with all these technical questions, man.
Okay. I appreciate your time, Alex. Thanks a lot for your help with that. And I will, I'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.